You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Picture a small, unassuming bird nesting high upon a rocky cliff, seemingly vulnerable to the elements and predators. Yet this bird rests peacefully, unshaken by the howling winds or looming threats. How can we, like this small, unassuming bird, find such peace and assurance in our faith, remaining calm and steadfast amidst the turbulent winds and threats of life's uncertainties? Today, let us explore God's Word, seeking a deeper revelation and understanding of His protective embrace in various aspects of our lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus, so watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, our first assurance comes from Psalm 91, verse 2, which declares, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust." These words lay a solid foundation for our exploration, reminding us that God's protection is both a promise and a reality. This verse also serves as a powerful testament to the unshakable security we find in God, reassuring us that in every circumstance, whether in times of peace or turmoil, His steadfast presence is our sanctuary. It encourages us to place our full confidence in God, anchoring our faith in His unwavering strength and care. As we delve into this truth, let us embrace the profound peace that comes from knowing that our Almighty God is both our shelter and shield. Let us explore seven essential insights into the ways God safeguards us. Number one, protection for our health and well-being. God's promise of protection in our health and well-being is beautifully captured in Jeremiah 17, verse 14, which says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." This verse echoes the profound belief that true healing and salvation comes from God. In the story of Naaman in 2 Kings 5, we see this truth come to life. Naaman's healing from leprosy was not just about the cleansing of his body, but also a transformation of his spirit. His initial reluctance and eventual faith illustrate our own journey with God in seeking health. A journey where trust in God's ways brings about not just physical healing, but also a deeper understanding of His loving care. Also, God's protection in our health often manifests in the resilience and strength He provides during times of illness. It's not always about miraculous healing. Sometimes it's about the courage and peace we experience amidst health struggles. This divine strength is a reminder that God walks with us through every challenge, offering not just healing, but also His comfort and support. My friends, God's care for our well-being extends beyond physical health to also encompass our mental and emotional wellness. In times of stress, anxiety, or emotional pain, His presence offers a sanctuary of peace and hope. This holistic approach to our well-being underlines the depth of God's concern for every aspect of our lives. In recognizing God's protective hand over our health, we're also called to be stewards of the body He has given us. This stewardship involves making choices that honor the temple of our body, whether through healthy living, rest when needed, or abstaining from harmful practices like sexual immorality, which can significantly affect our health and well-being. By respecting our bodies in these ways, we not only honor God, but also enable ourselves to live more fulfilling and healthy lives. It also enables us to serve Him and others more effectively. Number 2, God's protection over our family and relationships. The essence of God's protection over our families and relationships is captured in Psalm 68, verse 6, where it says, "God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity." This verse highlights God's intention to provide us with nurturing and supportive relationships. The story of Ruth and Naomi beautifully illustrates this. Despite their initial loss and hardship, they found solace and strength in each other. Their journey from grief to redemption demonstrates how...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
God can transform our relationships into sources of mutual support, growth, and blessing. In every family and relationship, challenges are inevitable. However, God's protection is evident in the guidance and wisdom He provides to navigate these challenges. This divine assistance helps in fostering understanding, patience, and love, which are essential for healthy and strong relationships. Through prayer and reliance on God's Word, families can find the strength to overcome difficulties and maintain unity. Furthermore, God's protective hand in our relationships often brings healing and restoration, just as Ruth and Naomi experienced restoration and joy after a period of sorrow. God can turn our trials into testimonies of His faithfulness. This transformation is a powerful reminder of God's ability to bring good out of challenging circumstances. My friends, God's care in our relationships extends beyond the family unit. It includes the wider community of friends, colleagues, and even strangers we encounter. By guiding us to form and nurture positive relationships, God uses us as instruments of His love and grace, creating a community that reflects His kindness and compassion. Number 3, God's protection in stability and provision. Philippians 4, verse 19 states, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." This verse reassures us of God's unwavering commitment to meet our needs, encompassing more than just material wealth, but also stability and provision in all areas of life. The account of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17 illustrates this beautifully. The widow's last act of faith in the midst of famine led to a miraculous provision, showcasing God's faithfulness in providing for those who trust in Him. God's protection in our financial and material life often teaches us about reliance and trust. It's a reminder that our security should not be anchored in worldly wealth, but in God, who is the ultimate provider. This understanding helps us maintain a perspective of gratitude and trust, even in times of financial uncertainty. Also, God's provision is often linked to our willingness to trust and obey Him. The widow's story demonstrates that when we put God first, He takes care of our needs in ways we cannot fathom. This principle of seeking God's kingdom first is key to experiencing His protection in the area of provision. My friends, God's promise to supply our needs is also an invitation to practice generosity. By sharing our resources and blessings, we become channels of God's provision to others. This act of giving not only meets the needs of those around us, but also aligns us with God's generous nature, inviting further blessings and provision in our own lives. Number 4, protection for travel and safety. Psalm 121, verses 7-8, offers assurance during our travel. as we face the uncertainties of the natural world. It says, "The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore." This promise serves as a comforting reminder of God's omnipresent care. Whether we are embarking on a journey, facing the unpredictability of natural disasters, or seeking safety in our daily lives, we are under the vigilant watch of a God who never slumbers nor sleeps. In travel, every journey we undertake is an opportunity to witness God's protective hand at work. His protection extends beyond physical safety, to include guidance in our decisions and peace in the midst of uncertainty. Trusting in God's protection allows us to move forward in our travels with confidence and peace. When it comes to natural disasters or events that are beyond our control, this verse reassures us that God's protective care encompasses even these situations. While we may not understand why such events occur, we can find comfort in the knowledge that God is with us, providing strength, comfort, and at times, miraculous deliverance. As stated in Psalm 46, verse 1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." This verse serves as a powerful reminder that, even in the midst of chaos and uncertainty, our God remains a steadfast protector and source of unyielding strength. Furthermore, in our daily pursuit of safety, whether in our homes, workplaces, or public spaces, this scripture encourages us to trust in God's ongoing protection. Number 5, protection for personal decisions and guidance. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 provides wisdom and guidance in our decision-making. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." This proverb highlights the importance of seeking God's guidance in our decisions, assuring us that when we place our trust in him, he will lead us in the right direction. When faced with decisions, big or small, our first step should always be to seek God's wisdom. He provides clarity and direction, often through his word, prayer, and the counsel of wise and godly people around us. This divine guidance is a protective measure, steering us away from harmful choices and leading us towards paths of blessing and growth. In acknowledging God in all our ways, we also learn to recognize his voice and leading more clearly. This acknowledgement is not just about seeking God's guidance, but also about cultivating a relationship with him, where his desires become our desires, and his wisdom informs our choices. My friends, the promise of God directing our paths is not just about making the right choices, but also about God's ability to redirect and redeem even our wrong choices. When we commit our ways to him, he has the power to turn even our mistakes into opportunities for learning and growth, showcasing his protective grace in our decision-making process. Number 6, protection for spiritual warfare and temptation. Ephesians 6, verse 11, offers crucial advice for those facing spiritual battles. It tells us, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." This verse reminds us that our protection in spiritual warfare comes from God, and it requires us to be actively equipped with his spiritual armor. The reality of spiritual warfare means that we face temptations and attacks that are not just physical but spiritual in nature. These battles require spiritual resources such as truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God. By arming ourselves with these elements, we can stand firm against temptations and the schemes of the enemy. In addition to putting on the whole armor of God, prayer is a powerful tool in spiritual warfare. Through prayer, we engage in the spiritual battle, calling upon God's power and protection to overcome the forces that seek to derail us from our faith journey. Furthermore, our community of faith plays a vital role in our protection against spiritual warfare and temptation. Fellow believers provide support, accountability, and encouragement, helping us to remain strong and resilient in the face of spiritual challenges. And number 7, protection from fear, anxiety, and negative emotions. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 addresses the issue of fear and anxiety directly. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This passage reassures us that God's peace is available to protect our hearts and minds from the onslaught of fear, anxiety, and negative emotions. In the face of fear and anxiety, turning to prayer and laying our worries before God is a powerful act of trust. By doing so, we acknowledge that we are not alone in our struggles, and we tap into the peace that only God can provide, a peace that transcends our circumstances and understanding. The call to be thankful, even in our petitions to God, is a transformative practice. Gratitude shifts our focus from our problems to God's faithfulness and provision, helping to alleviate fear and anxiety. In recognizing and recounting God's past faithfulness, we find strength and hope for our present and future challenges. Guarding our hearts and minds is an ongoing process. It involves filling our thoughts with God's truth, found in His Word, and surrounding ourselves with positive, faith-affirming influences. By doing so, we build a defense against the negative emotions that can overwhelm us, ensuring that our emotional and mental well-being is rooted in the truth and comfort of God's protective love. My friends, let us carry the profound truths and assurances of God's protection in every aspect of our lives. May our hearts be anchored in the knowledge that in every challenge, decision, and season, God is our ever-present help and shield. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, You are the Alpha and Omega, the Creator of all things. I lift Your name high, for You are mighty and deserving of all praise. Your majesty and glory fill the heavens and the earth. I stand in awe of Your power, Your wisdom, and Your unfailing love. Thank You, Lord, for Your countless blessings in my life and in the lives of my loved ones. Thank You for Your provision, Your protection, and Your peace that surpasses all understanding. I am grateful for Your grace and mercy that are new each day. Forgive me, Lord, for my sins. As I seek Your forgiveness, I also forgive those who have wronged me. Lord, I seek Your protective embrace in every area of my life. I ask for Your hedge of protection over my health and well-being. Shield me from all current and emerging viruses and from all harmful bacteria. I rebuke every sickness, disease, disorder, or discomfort in the mighty name of Jesus. Let Your healing power flow through every part of my body, restoring me to full health. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I ask for your protection over my family and relationships. Bind us together with cords of love that cannot be broken. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any discord, misunderstanding, or conflict that threatens the peace of my home. Bless my loved ones with your love and grace, and let your presence be our guiding light. Lord, provide for my needs according to your riches in glory. I bind every spirit of lack or poverty and declare abundance and prosperity in my life. Lord, open doors of opportunity and bless the work of my hands. I pray for your divine protection over my financial transactions, guiding me towards wise decisions and paths that lead to a debt-free life. Shield me from financial burdens and grant me the wisdom and discipline to manage my resources according to your will, ensuring a future of financial stability and freedom. Protect me, Lord, in my comings and goings, and keep me safe from all natural disasters. Give your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Deliver me from all evil, from all accidents, negative incidents, and from every danger that lurks on my path. Grant me wisdom and guidance in every decision I make. Lead me in your truth and teach me your ways, for you are the God of my salvation. I bind confusion and indecision, declaring clarity of mind and purpose in all that I do. As I face spiritual battles, arm me with your spiritual armor. I stand against the schemes of the enemy, declaring victory in the name of Jesus. Let your truth be my shield and buckler. I rebuke temptation, spiritual attacks, and powers of darkness, standing firm in faith and the power of your might. Deliver me from fear, worry, anxiety, and every negative emotion. I declare peace over my mind and heart. I am grateful that your love casts out all fear, and in you I find strength and courage. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other. Extend your hand of protection, healing, and provision upon us all. We declare healing for the sick, provision for the needy, and strength for the weary. Guide us, Lord, and let your Holy Spirit lead us in every aspect of our lives. Together, we claim victory over our challenges. We thank you for your unfailing protection and for your Holy Spirit, who guides and comforts us each day. Let your kingdom come, our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for all eternity. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace, with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.